Here at Day to Day, we try to make sure that no aspect of life goes unmeasured. So on Wednesdays, we turn to Lore Schoberg to give us guidance. He provides handy ratings for those subtle distinctions that plague us all. Today, Lore rates Norse gods.
Thor. Thor defined macho centuries before muscle cars and chaps even existed. We're dealing with a being who had magical goats that he slaughtered and ate every night. The next day, they came back to life, they'd pull his cart for a while, then he'd eat him again. This is an entity who lost only one drinking contest in his existence, and even then only because he was drinking the entire sea and didn't realize it. Not big on perception skills, but he sure could hold his liquor and or seawater.
Rating
A.
Loki. Having earned a BA in literature from a California university, I've attended more lectures on the trickster figure in myth than I care to recall. You've got Coyote, Anansi, the Great Gazoo, the list goes on and on. Then you've got Loki. Trickster figure doesn't even begin to cover it. You think trickster, you think practical jokes, shoplifting, maybe some tagging. You don't think of leading the legions of hell against the gods at the end of the universe, but that's exactly what Loki's got jotted down on his celestial palm pilot.
Rating
B
plus.
Freya. This is the one you always forget when you try to remember who the days of the week are named after. She had sex with four dwarfs in exchange for a necklace. She had a lover named Otar, who is disguised as a wild boar. She once appeared on Love Connection and got a date with Hank from Detroit. Two of the previous three sentences are accurate.
Rating
C.
Ymir. The giant Ymir is responsible for some of the most unappetizing aspects of the Norse mythos. To begin with, humanity emerged from his armpit. This is not a madcap comedy from the makers of Dumb and Dumber, this is actual ancient myth. Later on, after he's dead, the world is formed from his eyebrow. So if you wonder why the gods no longer commune with us, there's your explanation. We are armpit sweat living on a giant dead eyebrow.
Rating
B.
Lore Schoberg is the author of The Book of Ratings.